Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. Let's take a look at some fun things going on. Believe it or not, it is the first weekend in October. You can head to Mountain View in the Ozark Folk Center for the Herb Harvest Festival on October 4th through the 5th. Nationally known and regional herbalists, local herbal merchants, and plantsmen and women share their knowledge in this annual seminar. This year's festival focuses on connecting Central America to Western herb gardening and cultural traditions. That will be a really good time. I was at the Ozark Folk Center not long ago looking at their herb gardens, and they're absolutely amazing, so check that one out. Now, Hot Springs is hosting the first ever Crappie Expo on October 4th through the 6th. 100 of the top crappie fishing teams in America will compete in the Mr. Crappie Invitational on Lake Hamilton. The Crappie Expo will exist of over 100 crappie-related companies from all over the United States, displaying all of their products, including boat manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing guides, seminar speakers, music concerts, and the world's largest crappie fry. The tournament and expo will be headquartered at the Hot Springs Convention Center. All events will be free and open to the public. Whitaker Village hosts the 56th annual Whitaker Village Wine Fest on October 5th. You can join in the fun either as a spectator or as a contestant in the many events such as, and I'm just going to kill saying this, Steinstemmen, which is the stone toss, Baumstossen, which is the log toss, the grape stomp, and the 14th annual dog show. Arts and crafts vendors, food, music, games, wine tastings, cellar tours, tram rides through the vineyards, carriage rides, horseback riding, and beverages will fill the festival grounds. Concessions will be serving a variety of a la carte cuisine during the day, and the famous Wine Cellar restaurant will be open for lunch and dinner.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, without a doubt. The grape stomp. You know, you can't think of a grape stomp without thinking of the infamous I Love Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody, you know, head for that one. And finally, in West Memphis, it's the Left Bank Festival on the Arkansas side of the Big River Crossing. Now, when Beale Street had a 10 o'clock curfew back in the day, West Memphis was wide open with juke joints, clubs, gambling halls, and the Plantation Inn. The Left Bank Festival explores these roots and celebrates American music legend Willie Mitchell, generally considered to be the architect of the Memphis sound. The musical guests are the legendary High Rhythm Section with special guest vocalist Don Bryant. There's also going to be a 5K, 10K run, arts and crafts, food vendors, a catfish cooking competition, beer sipping overlooking the Mississippi River, and the West Memphis sound. Festivities will begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with the High Rhythm Section's salute to Willie Mitchell. That will be an amazing time right along the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Now, to find out more about these and all the other things going on throughout Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with Arkansas Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.